This is an audio version of the article, Fine Tuning vs. Prompt Engineering vs. RAG, Which to Use, by Rakesh Narayan. Available at rakeshnarayan.com. Every team that gets serious about AI eventually faces the same question: how do we make this model work for our specific context? How do we get it to know our products, use our terminology, follow our policies, and answer questions about our domain? There are three answers: prompt engineering, RAG, and fine-tuning. They are not competing options. They solve different problems. And the most common mistake is reaching for the expensive one when the cheap one would have worked. Foundation posts this post builds on what is a large language model, AI hallucinations, why they happen, and RAG, retrieval augmented generation. Read those first if you are new to this area. This post assumes you know what an LLM is and what RAG does, the problem each one solves. Before choosing an approach, be precise about what problem you actually have. They are different problems with different solutions. The following table shows problem, right approach, and why. Prompt engineering start here. Always. Prompt engineering is the practice of designing the instructions, context, and examples you give the model to shape its behavior. It costs nothing to retrain. It works immediately. It is where every AI project should start. What you can control through prompting? Persona and tone. You are a helpful SAP integration consultant. Respond in plain English without jargon. Output format. Always respond in bullet points. End with a summary in one sentence. Constraints. Only answer questions about SAP BTP. If the question is outside this scope, say so. Few short examples, showing the model examples of the exact input-output pattern you want. Chain of thought. Asking the model to reason step by step before giving an answer. The following table shows prompt element, what it does, and example. Most problems can be solved with prompting alone, before spending time and money on RAG or fine-tuning. Write a better system prompt. At least 60% of AI customization needs in enterprise projects can be addressed through improved prompting, better instructions, clearer constraints, good examples. It is the fastest iteration cycle and has no compute cost. Following image, prompt engineering four elements diagram on white background showing system prompt. Few short examples. Context injection and output constraints as four quadrants with icons. RAG, when the model needs to know things it cannot know. Prompt engineering works for behavior and style. It does not work for knowledge that the model was never trained on, your internal documents, your product catalog, your current policies, anything that changed after the model's training cutoff. RAG, retrieval augmented generation, solves this by retrieving the relevant documents at query time and including them in the model's context. The model reads your documents and answers from them, rather than from its training data. The following table shows, use RAG when, and do not use RAG when. Following image, RAG before and after comparison on white background showing ungrounded LLM response without RAG on the left versus source grounded cited response with RAG on the right. Fine-tuning, when behavior needs to change at the model level. There are two completely different things called fine-tuning, and it is worth being precise about which one you mean. Lab-side fine-tuning is what OpenAI, Anthropic and Google do after pre-training, supervised fine-tuning on curated instruction response pairs that turns a raw base model into a conversational assistant. That is not something you do. Practitioner-side fine-tuning is what this section covers. Additional training you run on an already aligned model using your own domain data to shift its behavior for your specific use case. How LLMs are trained pre-training. Fine-tuning and RLHF covers what the labs do. Everything below covers what you do. Fine-tuning means additional training of the model on your specific data. The model's weights, the numerical values that encode everything it knows and how it behaves, are updated based on your training examples. This is expensive, time-consuming, and requires careful data preparation. It is also the only option when you need to fundamentally change the model's behavior across all interactions, not just this query, not just with the right prompt, but always. When fine-tuning genuinely makes sense, You need the model to consistently produce output in a very specific format that prompting alone cannot reliably enforce. You are adapting a smaller model, 7B13B parameters, for a specific narrow task, where a large general model is too expensive at scale. You need the model to reason with deep domain knowledge, not just look it up, but think with it. Your use case involves tens of millions of inferences, where a smaller fine-tuned model has significant cost impact. When fine-tuning is the wrong choice, your knowledge changes frequently. Fine-tuning bakes a snapshot in, RAG keeps it current. You are trying to reduce hallucination. Fine-tuning does not solve hallucination the way RAG does. You do not have high-quality training data. Fine-tuning on bad data produces a model that reliably does the wrong thing. You want to try something quickly. Fine-tuning is not fast. The cost reality: fine-tuning a large model, 70B plus parameters, requires significant GPU compute, typically thousands of dollars for a training run, plus storage and serving costs. For most enterprise use cases in 2026, prompt engineering plus RAG is more cost-effective and produces better results than fine-tuning a large general model. Combining approaches: what production systems look like. The best AI systems in 2026 combine all three. Each solves a different layer of the problem. The following table shows layer, approach, and what it handles. A practical example: an internal HR assistant that answers employee questions about company benefits. The system prompt sets the persona and confidentiality rules. Prompt engineering. The benefits documents are indexed in a vector store and retrieved when relevant RAG. The base model is a frontier LLM accessed via API. No fine-tuning needed because the prompting and retrieval are doing the work. The decision framework. The following table shows question and if yes. Consider. Following image. AI customization decision flowchart on white background, showing three paths from a central question, prompt engineering for tone, RAG for knowledge, and fine-tuning for model behavior. At a glance, the following table shows approach, solves, cost, speed to implement, and updates. What to take away? Most organizations reach for fine-tuning too quickly. It feels like the most thorough solution. You are actually changing the model, not just guiding it. But in most cases, the simpler approaches do the job better, faster and cheaper. Start with prompt engineering. If the model needs your specific knowledge, add RAG. Only reach for fine-tuning when you have a specific need that the first two genuinely cannot meet, and when you have the data quality and compute budget to do it properly. Related posts on this site: RAG, Retrieval Augmented Generation, the full RAG explanation, how retrieval works. Vector databases, indexing and querying. AI hallucinations, why they happen, why RAG reduces hallucination, and what the unmitigated rates look like. What is a large language model, LLM? The base model that all three customization approaches work with. Vector databases explained. The storage layer that makes RAG possible at scale. Published on RakeshNarayan.com articles.